All eyes are on Auburn's 17s. Welcome in. Welcome into the Barnes Social Hour, the Monday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Happy Monday, everybody. Graham, let's just hop right into it. CBS dropped their poll for the top 150 players in college football, and two of Auburn's 17s ended up on the list. Byron Brown at number 71, which I think is a little low, and Xavier Atkins at number 17, which is ironic because, like I said, he wears 17. If you are going to a casino to bet for some reason and the number 17 keeps popping up, you're welcome. But that being said, Graham, what are your thoughts on this? It's really cool that they made the list. I do think Byron is a little low, and there's a name that was not mentioned that we will talk about here in a minute as well.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I somewhat agree with you that I think Byron's a little low, but I think I understand the reasoning of why he's at 71, just because obviously they expect him to be a good player. That's obvious. And, you know, I think that they want to see it happen in the SEC. And we know he can do it. We've seen it against Florida. He had a good game against Miami. Ultimately, USF lost that game, but we saw it against those teams, you know?
Right.
And so I think, yeah, like that's them saying like, hey, look, we get it. He's, you know, he's on, you know, the better half of the list. He is one of the better players in the league, but we want to see him do it consistently at this level, and then we can have that conversation about, you know, if he needs to be higher. So I'm not mad about where he's placed. I think it's fine. It's still, you know, an honor to be in the top 150, and then even at that point, a top 75 player.
Yeah, for real.
So I think that's great. X, same situation. I think, you know, awesome days on it on this list, and so high, top 25 player, top 20 player, even, you know, in there at 17.
I think he's right in the right spot.
Yeah, I think he's around the right spot. I think, you know, he has a potential this year to prove that he's better than 17. I think that's, you know, but coming off of, you know, a freshman year where he didn't do anything really at LSU to having a really good year last year at Auburn, and then being able to try to, you know, prove himself a little bit further and a little bit more this year. It makes a lot of sense. So again, I'm not mad about this placement at all. I think both rankings are pretty accurate. Like I said, with Byron, I do think he's a little bit better than that. I just think the media wants to see that, and I think that's acceptable. But yeah, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree to a degree of Byron Brown's ranking. I think the reason why I'm saying 71 is too low, he put up 3,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing last year. He should at least be, in my opinion, if someone does that, that's top 50. Maybe right at 50, maybe just below it. I think he deserves a little bit more flowers than he's getting, but I do think the media is like, you did that, but can you do it in the SEC? Again, yes, he did go to Florida and beat them in the swamp. But this is a, you know, first year he's playing an all SEC schedule. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I think as far as Xavier Atkins goes, like I said, I think he's in the right place, but I do think, you know, and this might be a hot take, at least to other fan bases, but not ours, I think he's a top 10 player in the country. I do. I think he's the best linebacker in the country. And, you know, just because he plays at Auburn, I don't think a lot of the media are kind of, you know, really like, okay, you know, so what? It's Auburn. You know what I mean? They haven't really done anything in the past 5 years. He is literally going to be a vocal leader on defense this year, like he was last year. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but I think he will have a very stellar year, better than last year, as far as his performance on defense. And I think Byron Brown is going to prove a lot of people wrong and really show that he is a star in the SEC. I'm confident. I mean, he has the poise, he has the confidence, he has all, like, I mean, he's built, I mean, one of the media, I can't remember who it is, I'm going blank, compared him to a linebacker in the NFL playing quarterback. You know what I mean? Like that's a kind of a big deal, like that your quarterback is that big, and not only can he throw, he can run as well. And that's his strong suit, is when he breaks loose on a scramble, you don't know what's going to happen. And that's what is so electric about Byron Brown. And that leads me to the next thing that I wanted to talk about with this, a name that's not on the list that shocks me. And I know that he was short of having a 1,000 yard rushing season last year. Jeremiah Cobb is nowhere on this list as far as I know. So unless I misread, but that is shocking to me.
If he was,
yeah, it shocked me because he's really good. And I think everyone knows that. Not Auburn fans know that. He's really good. And the fact that he put on some muscle during the offseason, he is out for blood. He and Byron Brown in that backfield is going to be very dangerous. And it'll be a dangerous duo in the SEC, if not all of college football, in my opinion. That 1-2 punch on a option play or you name it, whatever you know we draw up, that is dangerous in the backfield. So, and time will tell. I could be completely wrong about that. But me personally, from what you know I've seen, the sky's the limit with those two in the backfield. So we'll see how this plays out. But I'm excited regardless. I think it's going to be a fun season. I think we'll definitely be better than last year. But what are your thoughts on Cobb not being on the list?
Yeah, I think, you know, I also will say I'm a little surprised that he's not. I mean, again, Auburn not being, you know, well represented in the media. I'm not shocked there. But I do think I would consider Jeremiah Cobb this year to be one of the better running backs in the SEC, one of the top ones. I wouldn't say he's necessarily the top running back in the SEC, but I do think he's up there. And, you know, I feel like, you know, when you are one of the top running backs in the league, that you would be a top 150 player in the country. And so, like I said, I'm a little shocked that he's not on there. I wish he was, just, you know, because I think he deserves it. I think he's put in the work, obviously. And also, like, you know, one of those guys that has stayed true with Auburn through and through. Now, obviously, that I know that doesn't play a part in how good you are, but I do think that it just shows that he wants to be an Auburn legend. And I think he's on his way to doing that. And especially hopefully after this year with his senior year. And hey, you know, if we get in the next little bit, you know, the 5 for 5 and he wants to come back for more, he's got the opportunity to do that. So hopefully, I do love Cobb, and I wish I did see him on that list.
Yeah, and I want to echo what you said. He's stuck with Auburn through and through. He could have gone anywhere. He is that talented. He could have gone anywhere. He decided to stay with Auburn. That says a lot about him as a person, says a lot about him as a football player, because he knows what is growing here. He knows what is being built here with Golish and company coming in. So I'm excited personally just to see him have a great season, because he knows the fan base is hungry for a winning season, and I think he wants to see that happen and come to fruition. So, you know, let's ride with Cobb. I'm excited. I think I'm not kidding when I say this. I really do think Byron Brown and Jeremiah Cobb are going to be the most dangerous duo in the SEC this year. It's just to have a physical runner like Byron Brown and somebody that threw for 3,000 last year, rushed for 1,000, and then you have a running back that almost hit 1,000 rushing yards last year, that is disgusting back there. That is who knows? Who knows what we have planned and up our sleeve? We could be completely wrong about, you know, what the scheme looks like, and they could break out something against Baylor, and we're like, whoa. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know. That's what is so exciting about this team, because we don't know. That's what, you know, everyone's kind of rolling their eyes like, oh gosh, like, you know, another football season, another disappointment. I'm excited about it. And like, also, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm excited.
Yeah, and people haven't seen, like, and you won't, but you haven't seen Byron's true potential in practice. And Golish just talked about it before. He's talked about how, you know, it's hard to you know, especially for Byron himself, to play to his skills and to his potential at practice because of how much of a runner he is and how good of a runner he is. Mm-hmm. And you know, just like scrambling, getting out of the pocket and stuff like that, that you don't see that in practice because obviously you can't touch the quarterback. You know, whistles are blown really early if you decide to make a run for it. And that's a big part of his game. And so I agree with you that it's going to be fun to see, you know, see things that we haven't seen before yet in an Auburn uniform, because there's only so much we could see in A-Day, and then there's only so much we can see in clips from practices and stuff like that, you know, from Byron, who's not able to do 100% of his stuff. So I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, and two, that was, you know, why people were so worried. You know, they're like, oh my God, A-Day, he just didn't look like he was comfortable back there. Well, you can't be the type of player he is, you can't be comfortable when you're on a leash. You just can't, because it's spring practice, it's a spring game. You can't ball out in a spring game, unless you're a pocket passer, sure. But with the type of player that he is, being put on a leash, being told, hey, you can't scramble, it's like, well, you're taking like half of my game away at that point. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, I think they have definitely improved on some things since then, hopefully. So, you know, it's it'll be interesting to see. And also, I just noticed this too. Today is the 17th. And we have 2 17s in the...
That's crazy. That's
actually kind of crazy. I got chills when I thought about that. I was like, wait a minute. That's why I've been looking. I was like, what are the odds? What are the odds? But you know what else is really cool to see? AUShirts.com. That's what's cool to see. Go to AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the bar. And you see some of the options on your screen there, including the FE Iron shirt. If you know, you know on that one. We also have some other options on there, like a, you know, some mugs and some other options. We add new styles weekly. So again, if you are going to the Baylor game in Atlanta, if you're going to a home game, away game, your tailgate, or just having a watch party at home, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the barn of you repping your gear from AUShirts.com. And we'd love to shout you out on the show. Y'all, we're 2 weeks away from football season. I could not be more excited to see you guys rep your gear from AUShirts.com. And I know the rest of the fans are as well. So again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. Again, it is AUShirts.com.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you are a business owner that lives in the Auburn area or anywhere in the country that is an Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is a place for you to get your business on an index that is full of other companies run by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base, the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is a place for you to go to find all of your needs from Auburn people. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up your company or to search the index.
Yes, please do. It is growing every single day by the handfuls. People like C5 can attest to that. So again, that is buyauburn.com. If you know anyone that has any local business ties and ties to Auburn University, let them know about buyauburn.com. Graham, I'm just now noticing too, by the way, as we move into the back end of the show, that this is the first time we've recorded in your new, I'm using air quotes for those that can't see me, new setup, but it's literally like your setup has gone through inception. It's in reverse.
Yeah.
Quite literally in reverse.
Yeah, I'm back in Auburn for the school year, and I basically took everything with me from my other place. Obviously, you saw it the last couple, you know, last week or so. The wall behind me was empty because I moved it all here. And so it's all here now. It's quite literally almost the exact same setup. It's just on the opposite side of my back. So it's everything's just shifted. Like that used to be over here, and this was over here, and my curtain, everything used to be. Everything was just shifted. Like my whatever is over on this side now. So yeah, everything's just shifted. But yeah, it looks. I'm pleased with how. You know,
it looks
similar,
good.
Similar it looks to.
I mean, it looks like the demo home that the Captain America's put in at the end of the first Avenger.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like trying to like make them like, you know, revert back to, you know, you're still in the 40s, but no, it looks like a show home is what it looks like, a showroom in a way. And it's like, if you ever have memory loss, we're going to put you in this room, and that's what it is. But that makes me laugh. I mean, it's literally like almost like frame for frame, like the same room. That's so crazy.
It is in this sense right here, but like everything else looks completely different. Like it's way smaller than my room back home.
Yeah, because you're in an apartment.
Like, yeah, I'm in an apartment. Yeah. So, you know, much smaller room. And then there's some other stuff on this side of the room that, you know, my room goes, because like this is the wall right here, but the room goes that way. More. So there's more stuff over there that's different than my other room. But like from my desk, basically backwards from here is pretty close to the same.
Yeah. So classes started today, correct?
They did.
How was your first day, buddy?
First day was good. I enjoyed it. I have a class. Well, first of all, I saw Narcisse on campus today, and my gosh, he is a giant.
Everything is advertised. About
half a mile away, it felt like. I mean, seriously, I was walking like down Haley Concourse or Thatch Concourse, whatever.
Stood out.
I'm like standing at one side, and he quite literally is probably almost on the other side of the thatch. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I know exactly who that is just from looking, because he's towering over every single person.
I'm sure.
I finally got a little closer to him. I was like, oh my gosh, he's huge. But so that was cool. And then I also, one of my classes I'm in, I've got, it's like 75% athletes. And then like 25% just, you know, your normal people. And my goodness, it is a star-studded classroom. I mean, Tejada's in there. KO is in there. Kevin Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Freeman's in there, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
His name. Football-wise, I mean, I have DeMarcus Riddick, Malik Autry, Jonathan Echols, Xavier Newsome.
Dang, how big is this class?
It's only about 30 people. That's the thing, but it's...
My God.
I'm trying to think. There's some more offensive line. Cole Skinner is in there. Brian Williams Jr. is in there. So, yeah, it is just a ton of football and basketball guys in there. So that was pretty cool to get to, you know, see them, be around them in class today. We'll see if they all stay in that class. Who knows? But
that's crazy.
It was
like that. So if it's like 30 people, I mean, that's like almost, I mean, that, I feel like that's mostly athletes in that class.
It was, that's what I'm saying. It was 75% athletes, 25% non.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. You got to, like me and your dad both were like, dude, you got to make friends with somebody and we'll get them on the social hour. That's got to happen. Got to happen. We got to do something. I don't know what we got to do, but we'll make it happen. That'd be hilarious. But yeah, what, you're only taking two classes, right?
Taking three.
Three. Nice. Yeah. Nice, nice, nice.
Two of them are in the same building, 10 minutes apart. So that's awesome. Like I have them like back to back on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. And mm-hmm. they're literally 1 floor apart in the same building, which is
nice.
Because
nice.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, it is a billion degrees outside.
And oh my gosh.
Walking around campus is not fun.
No. I was running some errands before we recorded and I was like, dude, it is like one of those days where I'm glad that I go to church because I don't want an eternity of this. You know what I mean? It's too hot outside.
It is like,
no, thank you.
I looked like I had taken a shower by the time I got to my first like genuinely. I was like, that's why I was like, this is not fun. And luckily I think I was listening to the weather. They're like, yeah, this is probably the hottest day of the year. So hopefully it just gets cooler. But this week I think it's supposed to be pretty darn warm, which is,
yeah, it's. I saw James Spam
put out some warm breeze outside too, and that doesn't make it any better.
No, it's like a dog is like breathing down your throat at that point, and you feel like you're walking around with a like bath water covered blanket over your body. The whole like it's just not a comfortable temperature outside at all, and the humidity is not helping.
And you're breathing through a wet rag. Is what
it yeah, means. It's like, dude, no, thank you. Oh my gosh. But yeah, well, I'm glad. Seems like you've adjusted pretty well since you got back. Glad everything's going well. Seems like it cracks me up how I didn't. For those that can't see, I mean, it's literally Graham's room in reverse. That
if I didn't say anything, I bet some people would be like, "Oh yeah, no, he's in the same spot."
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Inception room, dude. That's like kind of blown my mind.
A little closer to me now than it was before.
Yeah,
and like this is now hanging or. This way, this is now hanging on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, props.
It was just sitting on the ground at my old place, but this is now hanging on the wall. Like it's up here, you can see it's hanging.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah,
like, same. This basketball, I think, used to be on this side of me. But
I mean, you literally just flip. I mean, that's all you gotta do. Is just flip some things in your Gucci. I mean, that's crazy, man. But yeah, my room's still the same. My nerd shelf is back here where my desk is at my other desk. And then, you know, you got the nightstand and TV and everything on this side. So that's how it's going to be until I decide to move this and turn my guest room into a full-fledged studio as it was supposed to be. But that's another story for another day. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else to add. Graham, you got anything?
Mm-mm.
Cool. Well, again, we're excited about football season. It's really cool to see Byron Brown and Xavier Atkins on the top 150 list for CBS. The preseason poll was put out today too, around noon today. Auburn not on there, but
we did get 3 votes.
Yeah, we did. So yeah, I'm excited, man. I mean, it's here. I mean, football season's here. Week 0 is not too far away. Auburn plays in 2 weeks.
Not this Saturday, but the Saturday after, I think.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my schedule together for not only this, but for the podcast that I do with my dad and family friend Nathan Hall, Tailgate Show, which some of y'all know that, you know, Zach Blackerby was on there. Charlie Five was on there. Taylor Korn was on there at 1.2. So a lot of familiar faces from the barn have been on there, and they will definitely be back on again this year as well. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, trying to get schedule together for that. And then
you guys won't sing on the Barncast as much this year. I'm sorry. For football, at least.
Yeah,
at
you'll be there.
Home games. I'll be at all the home games and Baylor. And I think most of the away games I should pop on, at least for a little bit. Maybe not Mississippi State. I do have tickets to that game.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think almost all the away games I should be able to pop on for at least a little bit. Maybe not the whole game, but for something.
Nice. Yeah, I should be, barring something dramatic happens, I should be on every Barncast as far as I know, unless I go to a game. Trying to go to the Florida game. I really want to go to that game really bad. I just think it's going to be a fun game to go to. I know it's a night game, obviously, so duh, it's going to be a fun game. A
night game.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I want to go. But as is everyone and their mom is trying to go too. So, but yeah, but that, yeah, I'm excited though. Like, we're, you know, doing that. And then dad was like, hey, what Jack State games you want to go to? I was like, ooh, football season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, those are some Friday night games or earlier, or sometimes
Wednesday
earlier
night games, Friday night games.
Dude, I always
love USA. Can I just get this off my chest? Conference USA is such a weird conference. That's a weird conference.
Them and Mac, they both play on like middle of the week, but I love it because it gives me a football fix for the middle of the week, and I love it.
Yeah, like I'm not mad at it. It's just like so odd. You know what I mean? It's just like
there, like, oh yeah, hey, we have a football game on Wednesday night.
Like, how do you? I don't know how you prepare for that. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Do they tailgate? Like, what's
they tailgate? Yeah, no, they definitely tailgate, because I've seen people tailgate at Jack State games on Wednesday nights, and it's like
so strange.
Interesting. But yeah, with that being said, I got it.
All right.
Do what?
So they got class tomorrow, but sure.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. It's college football.
Anything for football. Yeah. Anything
for football. If you're not a part of Fansville, then what are you doing? You know? With that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. As always, don't forget to follow, subscribe, wherever you listen to your podcast, whether that be here on YouTube or on any podcast format you're listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Spotify. But yeah, follow us on social media, and football season's almost here, guys. So as always, we will see you next time. War damn. Love you guys.
See you. Bye.